Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Pop Off Podcast. Wow, we're really rattling our through this. That was not English, but moving on. This week's guest is Paige Turley, winner of The Only Winter Love Island season. And we talk a little bit about the Gossip Girl revival or the not so Gossip Girl revival, Selling Sunset, new music, and Love Island, both winter and Australia, and all the drama that's happening in the villa. Hey Paige, and welcome to the Pop Off Podcast. Woo!
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
No, thanks for coming on. How are you today?
I'm very well. I'm good. I feel like we've had that stage of quarantine where I'm like at a total gremlin stage. I've got such bad roots.
No.
How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I can only see through a MacBook quality right now, but you don't look like a gremlin. You look lovely. It's because I only dyed my hair blonde during quarantine. So this is the first experience I've had of seeing like bad roots. And I'm like, this is enough to put me off for life.
Literally, I'm considering like, let's just go brunette for forever after this.
Okay, so first thing that I wanted to talk about was probably the thing which I've been seeing most on social media this week. And that was Ed Westwick, otherwise known as Chuck Bass's announcement, when he basically posted on Instagram that he was going to have an announcement tomorrow, and it was quite a cryptic Instagram post. It was just the XOXO,
yeah,
and a comeback tomorrow for an announcement. And then everybody sort of ran with it and just assumed it was going to be a Gossip Girl reboot, which, I mean, that was just quite a jump. There was a big jump there from that.
I think it's quite clever of him, though, to be fair. Because everybody just came back like, yes, it's going to be a new Gossip Girl. And then it was, in fact, his real announcement.
Yeah, so to begin with, because I think it got leaked or something, and I was like, what the hell is this? I've been lied to. I actually tweeted, I was like, Chuck Bass is still proving to be the reason I have trust issues 10 years later. Like, on the show, he gave me trust issues 10 years later. He's still giving me trust issues in real life. How am I actually going to get out of this? But then he actually posted it, and he explained what it was. I'm going to read from his Instagram caption so I don't misquote it. But he said that the masks are to help raise money for At Kick It Out and to combat racism and discrimination, which I think is very clever. He basically got everyone in for such a good cause. And now I'm like, okay, I'll forgive you now, Chuck. But maybe we can still have a Gossip Girl reboot.
Yeah, it's like clickbait. And it worked, do you know? And he's probably had such an amazing reaction from it. And so many more people has took interest I mean, we would have all loved to have a Gossip Girl reunion, but...
I think the Gossip Girl reunion could still happen. I think it could still, but...
I would love
I that. Think, really, I just, I don't think, I don't know, when it comes to shows rebooting, I'm always a bit wary because I always feel like they turn out not great.
Yeah, and it's like, everybody just doesn't look the same.
And there's always, like, some cast members who have, like, aged 10 years. And there's, like, the rich ones who have, like, been able to do all the expensive skincare. And they, like, look still the same age. And it's just so...
It's never how it used to be. So it's, like you say, maybe best left untouched.
Who was your favourite Gossip Girl character?
To be fair, I think everybody fell in love with Chuck Bass. And it was, like, a love-hate relationship because like I loved Sabrina but then I loved Blair.
You see, I was always Team Nate, not Team Chuck. Sorry to be controversial. Yeah.
Maybe you
I don't know what
sense.
It was.
That's
I just
was.
Feel I knew I was psychic. I saw I was seeing into the future. I just don't think I ever got over how slimy he was in like the first season. Like I don't forget. First impressions last in my brain.
You know, and literally the nation fell in love with Chuck Bass. The good guy never wins. It's horribly true.
Yeah. My favourite character was actually Jenny Humphreys, which...
Oh, yeah.
Everybody hated, but I don't know. I feel like she just had something to her. I loved her.
So,
she was
like,
different.
You went through the motions with Jenny. They were good at, like, pulling the heartstrings. It was like you'd be in love with her one season, and in the next season,
yeah.
It was... Yeah.
Yeah, so I would still like to see the Gossip Girl reunion. Let's still get that one happening, please.
I think I've binged everything else that there is left to binge, so...
Literally, I've, like, gone through the entire Netflix library. There's nothing left for me to watch anymore.
Literally. So when Finn and I are choosing something to watch, he's like, oh, do I watch this? And literally everything, I'm like, seen it. It's embarrassing.
No, I will, because I'm not a movie person. I don't have the attention span to sit through like an hour and a half of movies. So series, I'm just like, I've watched them all. And then when someone's like, have you watched this film? I'm like, no. It's like the most basic films as well. They're like, have you watched Titanic? And I'm like, no. And it's like Lord of the Rings. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever watched Titanic. Was that not meant to be a really long film? I mean, I know what happens in it, but...
Yeah, I know the story. They like... crash and end up in the sea. Like, that's the extent of the story goes.
And the board was most definitely big enough for both of them. Jack did not need to get all, like...
Speaking of shows on Netflix, there was a new season coming out of one of my all-time favourite shows. Have you watched Selling Sunset?
Love it.
I am so glad you say you watch it, because I am finding it so hard to find other people who have watched it. It is... hands down the best show ever for anyone who's listening and has not watched it. It's basically the biggest real estate agency in LA, but there is so much drama. The girls are so like bougie, they're so glamorous, and they're also so bitchy. I always describe it as like, think Real Housewives meets the best properties ever, because watching the houses is one of my favorite parts of the show.
My expectations of like houses and stuff is through the roof now. I'm like, I mean, I don't know where I'm pulling the $40 million
No, that's literally what I was saying when I watched the show. I was like, my calling in life is not a one bedroom flat in Southeast London. It's a 40 million mansion in Beverly Hills. Like, that's where I'm meant to be.
I'm totally with you on that. And it's like a nice mixture, because the girls are so bitchy, but it's like just so entertaining.
Yeah, I feel like they get the bitchiness right. Like, there's not too much bitchiness where it's not nice to watch.
Yeah, it's like not too savage, but it's like, okay, there's £1 million commission in it, so let's let the best girl win.
They all always have the best bags. Like, whenever they come in with a new bag, and I'm like, I want it, it's the number one on the list.
Literally. And they're like, they just always look fabulous. So that is like life to a T.
I do think that, though. They literally turn up to work every day, like, head to toe, like, not even just looking like they've had their hair done, like looking like they've had their hair done in a salon, full makeup team, outfits, like they've even got the iron out the cupboard every day. Like,
I'm really hoping that this is just like a lot of it's for, you know, the cameras going in, because if no, then I just don't have my life together at all. Like,
they've got way. I feel like, though, it's sort of an LA thing. Yeah. You never leave the house looking bad in LA. You always leave it looking good, because you never know who you might bump into.
Literally, bougie.
City of dreams. But the season 3 is coming out when? I think start of August. But there was the end of the trailer, and they had Christine's wedding. And oh my gosh, she comes in a black wedding dress. And I'm like, that is the level of extra I want to be in my life. Like, coming to my own wedding in black.
That is Christine to an absolute T. Like, for anybody that's not seen it, black to the wedding. And then does it not all kick off in the trailer?
Yeah. And that, I can never remember her name, but the really smiley one ends up having a divorce. And it's just, everything's coming out of nowhere. And I'm like, wow, I need this next season now. I've got another 2 months to wait. And the way that lockdown, like, makes time go so slowly, I don't know how much longer I can hold on for.
No, I'm with you on that. It was actually Finn who introduced me to that one, wasn't it? Sailing Sunset. He loves it. He lives for it.
My favourite ever TV programme.
I just think it has the best aspects of every show ever. Like, it has the arguments. It has the, like, good characters. Uh-huh. It has the drama.
Yeah.
And yeah, as you said, Christine is like a love-hate relationship, but it wouldn't be the show without Christine.
God, no. She's definitely entertaining, to say the least.
The show just wouldn't work. And this is a slight spoiler, so skip on a couple, like maybe a minute if you don't want to hear this. But I saw on Twitter after I watched it that, you know, Davina took on that really expensive property, like that 100 million, completely overpriced one. It's still to this day not being sold. Like, a year and a half after filming, it's still on the market.
Really? So I actually re-googled that there was a $40 million house one.
Yeah.
Apparently it was Ellen DeGeneres that bought that one.
Really? Because they're always so low-key, they're always like my celebrity client. And I'm like, who? Tell me.
People have to know. But no, we googled that and it was apparently Ellen DeGeneres.
But I'm always just like, if you work as a real estate agent in LA, you must just have people flying in every day and being like, give me a house. And you're like, oh, watched you on this, watched you on that, watched you on that.
Yep, like, that is a dream job.
Yeah, I always think, well, I do think that I would like to be a real estate agent, but then I remember I have the world's worst resting bitch face. And I don't think I would quite have the warmthness to be able to sell a property.
I think I would just flap under pressure. Like, how many bathrooms do I have? I don't know.
I'd definitely be the person who, like, locks themselves out the property and is having to climb back through, like, the open kitchen window. Speaking of new shows starting, now, obviously, due to the current circumstances, there's no new Love Island this summer, but ITV2 are airing Love Island Australia every night, 9 p.m., as Love Island will be on usually. Now, have you watched Love Island Australia before? Are you watching this one when it's airing now?
So we've never watched it before, but we have been sitting down and watching it now, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Who's your favourite?
My favourite.
Sorry, this is Finn in the background.
Who's your favourite? I don't know. I'll tell you my least favourite, probably.
Savage, let's do it then. Who's your least favourite?
Well, that Charlie just seems like...
Charlie's your least favourite?
Yeah, he always looks like he's got his, like, face screwed up at something. Like, he's like...
It's Sunny! He's at the sun is in his eyes!
No, I reckon he's just like... I don't know. He's actually probably a really nice guy, but...
I think Erin is... quite full on, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, she's good TV, Erin. I think she's so funny. I'm not probably going to watch it every night, because as I said, I watched it when I was on Australia, but I will say it's one of the best seasons of Love Island. It is so entertaining.
Oh my god!
There is so much goes on. There's like fist fights, there's like, yeah, there's the best recoupling ever. Like, this girl gets really upset that basically someone stole her man at a recoupling. So then she takes it upon herself to steal that girl's best friend's man, and it's just a complete mess. Oh, you're gonna be in such a good ride. I'm so jealous that you can watch it for the first time.
And to be fair, it's like second episode and it's already quite heated. Like, it's getting a bit catty already, and I'm like, oh wow, we were so tame in comparison.
I always feel like I saw on Twitter the other day where it was like, it was actually filmed in Mallorca, and I'm like, Australia's hot and it's got beaches. Like, could you not have just filmed it there and not have to fly people like 12 hours?
Yeah. So we said this as well. I don't know. Is it the same, like, villa?
It's probably like neighbours. See each other over the wall.
But yeah, we are enjoying it. It's quite strange for us to watch it, isn't it?
It is, because we know the ins and outs of...
Yeah, like
how the recouplings go, and
I think they've had a bit more freedom though, because it was maybe a couple like years older. The fact they've had fist fights,
yeah,
like, yeah, I don't think they would let us get
fisty.
No, I always think though, once you've been on the show, it must be so weird coming off it and then watching it, knowing that you've like sat in that seat and laid in that bed and sat on that sun lounger.
So yeah, we were like so looking forward to seeing like the South African villa again and people, other people being in it, and us being like, oh, that's our villa. So it'll be nice when it does come back.
I actually, you know what, I find it really weird seeing Love Island with different accents, because I've only ever seen I know there's like American versions and other versions, but other than that one Australian season, I've only watched UK. So I'm used to like Bolton accents, or like, you know, like, I really like her. And then all of a sudden they're like Aussies, and I'm like, what is going on?
That's what we were laughing about as well. It was strange to like.
I think the UK comes with like loads of different accents. I feel like the Aussies just, they all sound the same.
Yeah, I mean, they might be slightly offended at you saying that, but...
No, don't you think?
Yeah, I
think... No, you've got Manchester, your accent, my accent, yeah, there's Connor, a lot. Welsh accent. I think we all sound so different.
I struggle for people who are English to understand me, never mind, like, Australian people, do you know what I mean? So it could never work, I don't think, putting the UK one on in Australia.
No, but it is a really good series. You're in for a good ride watching it. Every week here on the podcast, we go for a trending list of things which are happening, what was hot and what is not, and basically what has been on my radar on social media over the past week. Number one on the trending list this week is the incredible Chloe X Halle. They've come out with a brand new album called Ungodly Hour. Oh my gosh, if you haven't listened to it, you need to listen to it. It's so good.
See, I've not listened to it yet. I've not heard it yet.
There's this one song on their album called Do It Best. It's like that song which you put on in the morning and it's just like starts your day right. It's such a good song. Because I don't usually listen to music in the morning because I'm getting out of bed, you know. I don't want to see people. I don't want to hear people. All I want to do is breathe oxygen and maybe have a coffee, like for at least an hour after I've woken up. But that one song, that's the one song that could change my mood. Second on the list, we have Leanne from Little Mix, who has just recently become engaged. Now, I don't really have a heart when it comes to like marriages and babies and all that stuff, but this engagement was so cute. The pictures looked so adorable on Twitter. I'm so happy for them. Do you know what? Have you seen the pictures?
No, I have. I feel like I've been living on. Have you?
Is it Gray the footballer? Is that the
Ray the footballer?
I can't tell a football apart from a rugby ball, but it is a footballer.
So cute,
so excited for them. Oh, it's so nice seeing like exciting news like that when everyone's like stuck indoors. It's like, yay, normal life is still happening.
yeah, for sure. Here's hoping soon that everybody can
be able to leave the house again without having to wear a mask.
Literally, I forgot how to socialise, I think. It must be so exhausting socialising for like a full day.
No, honestly, I met up with someone at a park, obviously keeping my 2 metre social distance. And I came back, it was literally like 2 hours, and I was so tired. I was literally like, at 10 p.m, I was like sat like with my eyes closing. I was like, how has 2 hours of speaking people done that to me?
I think I would feel so hard done by, like...
You know, I'm not, it's like, I'm going to need to slowly ease back in. It's like...
I'm with you on that.
Learning how to socialise again. More new music, and another track from Nicki Minaj is at number 3 on the list. She's released a song called Trolls with 6ix9ine, and it almost beat the YouTube hip-hop record for most streamed songs in 24 hours, I think, but it didn't quite beat it. But it's a good song, great beat. It's like a summer song. Do you know what? It's the song that you'd hear in a club, so it's sort of bringing club to your home.
Love it. That's exactly what we need right now.
Yeah, I'm done with all the quizzes and the Zoom quizzes and the calls. I'm like, first few weeks it was fun, and then it's sort of like you might get like drunk or tipsy on a call, and then you end the call and it's like, oh, so I'm actually just like drunk, sat in my room on my own.
I always find as well, like, house drinking is so dangerous. The measures are just...
It's always free eyes. What's that? Free ball? Free eye? Eyeball. Just, I don't know where the word free came from. Just combine the two and make a hybrid. It's always eyeballing the, like, sizes, and it never goes to plan. Never goes the right direction.
No, it doesn't.
And at the bottom of the trending list is the sad news that Winter Love Island is not happening for the one coming, which is devastating.
Yeah.
Because it actually means that we're going a whole 18 months without a new series of Love Island. I'm going through withdrawal symptoms.
It's sad. But I think next year's summer one will be, like, huge because we've missed out on it so much.
100%. It's going to be... Because everyone's, like, waiting for it and it will come on. And then I feel like the hype will be crazy for it.
For sure.
But I'm sad because I did actually really like Winter Love Island because it was like you were sat indoors, freezing cold, raining, and then you got to put it on at 9 p.m. and it was actually sun for once.
Yeah. So I think like this year has just flown in for us. I literally flew out on the 3rd of January and then I've kind of been in lockdown since.
You know what? I haven't even thought of it. That must have been so weird because you were basically in lockdown for a villa, in the villa for the first 2 months, had like a few weeks of freedom, and then you were in lockdown again.
Yeah, literally, like... I mean, it's a bit different. I don't have a pool and just a African sun this time round, but it's been hectic. But it'll be so nice to see it come back next year for sure.
You would have been prepared for lockdown though. You'd been living it for 2 months, so it's like a warm up.
Yeah, and we're good at it now. We're good at it.
Every week on the podcast, we finish it off with a poll, which you guys can go and vote on over on our Instagram at Pop Off Podcast. And this week's poll is, are you watching Love Island Australia? Now, we've already discussed this. I'm going to be dipping in and out, dipping my toes in, because I was like, oh, I'm not going to watch this because I've already watched it. And then I quickly realized that I have nothing else to be doing at 9 p.m. because I can't leave the house anyway. So I might as well watch it because I've watched everything else already. And you've said that you are watching it.
Yes.
So let us know if you guys are watching it over on our Instagram. Paige, thanks so much for coming on the podcast. It was so fun.
Thank you so much for having me. Nice to speak to someone again, other than...
I was about to say, it was nice having social interaction, even if it is through virtual communications, but almost like real life, just
I'm
without the touch sense.
After this, mind you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Pop Off. As always, make sure that you subscribe. You can subscribe wherever you want to listen to your podcast, whether that is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Global Player, or wherever else. You know, we do not judge here. And if you feel like it, we will always be more than thankful if you could leave us a review. Make sure you go ahead and vote on the poll over on at Pop Off Podcast. And I'll see you guys next week for another episode. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.